all the action.
Yes! Owen Moxon, what a strike! Just got it into the back of the net for Barrow!
All the reaction.
We've got someone who knows the club. We don't look like a team that's going to be easily beaten.
BBC Radio Cumbria Sports.
Yeah, welcome to Brunton Park. On Saturday, Carly United played host to their final home league game of the season. Today it's the venue for two of our county's non-league sides contesting for Cumberland Cup honours. 10 days ago, Darren Edmondson's Penrith side wrapped up their Northern League First Division season with a 3-1 win against the league winners Newton Aycliffe, securing them a 14th place finish in the table. They'll be hoping to emulate the class of 2010 tonight by bringing home the trophy. Standing in their way, however, are a Workington side who are most likely still on cloud nine.
10 seconds left as we make it. We're into the dying embers. Tubner takes the ball. It's full time here at Butter Park.
Brilliant.
Workers and Reds, they finally end their promotion hoodoo. They end their playoff
pitch
hoodoo.
Invasion.
The pitch invasion has happened. It was also going to happen for Workers and Reds after playoff heartbreak after so many years. And Danny Granger finally gets his promotion.
On Saturday, Danny Granger's side finally achieved their long-awaited promotion, winning the NPL West playoff final against Runcorn Linnets 2-1 after extra time in front of a bumper sellout crowd at Borough Park. Their focus now shifts to tonight's final and the possibility of winning the Cumberland Cup for the first time since 2017. Kickoff is at 7. John Walsh and the former Workington star and Penrith manager Matt Henney will be bringing you all the action. We'll also be looking back on the weekend's action from both our League Two sides. At Brunton Park, Cali United saw their automatic promotion hopes crumble with late drama.
And it comes away down the right-hand side now, and Shepherd running at Cali United's defence again as Salford tried to go back through the gears. Somebody's not running down the other end as they've got in behind here, and oh my word, they've scored! They've allowed Bolton to run all the way down the right. They've not tackled him, and he's bent it into the top corner in his left foot. They're ahead for 2 minutes, and they're behind again. A wonderful goal from Bolton, but where were Carlisle? Why weren't they defending? What on earth was that? Carlisle 2, Salford 3.
Meanwhile, Barrow's final game on the road was a less than happy one, losing at National League-bound Hartlepool, a defeat which left the Barrow manager Pete Wilde far from complimentary of his own side's performance.
The display the players have put into the day was an absolute disgrace. Not good enough. I can only apologise to the fans that have travelled today. I'm not having that. I just said to him, you paid professionals. In any other industry, you'd have been sacked for a display like that today. Not good enough. Sometimes at this time of the year, you can sort yourself in or out of deals. I've got something to do over the weekend.
All this to come, plus more on BBC Radio Cumbria Sport tonight.